Lee Field on banjo and bass vocals, Randy Bledsoe on bass fiddle and the lead vocals, Tom Costner on resonating guitar, and Adam Simpson on guitar and baritone vocals. Double overtime. I'm so afraid of losing you again. The band Double Overtime from the album First Cut. Great song. Well, it was almost exactly a year ago since I was in Dublin, Ireland with my sister, and we went on a trip over to the UK, to Cornwall, and then to Ireland. And on the 1st of June last year, I was hosted by the band Whistle at a great evening of music. Des Walsh had written to me and he said he enjoyed listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and then I eventually wrote back, as eventually being the operative word, and said, well, I'm actually coming to Ireland on the 1st of June. What can we do? And he beautifully arranged a concert with his band there in a great pub, and we went up, my sister Alison and I went up and met the whole band and Des's family, and we had a great night listening to the music, and I did some picking with them and drank some Guinness and had a good time. The band is a lot of fun. They play bluegrass based music, but it's got flavors of everything in it, and I just love the way they put it all together. The whole album they've put out, it's called Seven Long Years, and it's all original music written by the members of the band, and the band, I'll read out the names for you, Jerome Corbett, Jerome Corby on vocals and plays mandolin, harmonica and guitar. Des Walsh plays acoustic and electric guitars and does some vocals. Carl Lombard plays banjo and does vocals. Brian McGuinness does vocals too, plays percussion and slide guitar and keyboard when they need it. Edith Conahan plays the violin and some keyboards when they need it. And Andy Slowey does vocals and bass guitar. It's a real mixture of music, I tell you. And they have a lot of fun when they play. And it's a we had a wonderful night with them a year ago. It's hard to think that it was a year ago. Just amazing. Anyway, I'm going to play you two tracks off the album. The first one is one called Seven Long Years, the title track, really. And that was written by the banjo player, Carl Lombard, and he's doing the lead vocal. And the second track is Trailer Park Dreams, and that was written by Des Walsh, and he gets to do the lead vocal. And all the band participate. Let's enjoy the band Whistle.
You told me you'd be back in half an hour. It's been 7 long years since you told me you'd be back in half an hour. 7 long years, 7 long years, 7 long years and half an hour. When I told you I adored you, you said I'll be back in 30, hold that thought. Told you I adored you, you said I'll be back in 30, hold that thought. Hold that thought, hold that thought, hold that thought, I'm holding on. For 7 long years. Message so that I can talk me down and comfort me. Can you send a cryptic message so that I can talk me down and comfort me? You told me you'd be back in half an hour.
That's the band Whistle, and that brings back memories of the night I had listening to their music and enjoying their company. I probably picked two of the rockiest tracks on the album, and so if that's a surprise to you, get used to it, really. I must say I enjoy playing with a kick drum and a percussion in the band with my sons, Sam and Tim. As a trend of us, we enjoy going, enjoy playing music to all sorts of mostly young audiences, and the kick drum and the percussion really seems to be an integral part of the band. And my oldest grandson Tyler plays those instruments for us now, and it really propels the band along beautifully, and just love having a rock steady rhythm to pick my banjo on. So that was Whistle, and I'll listen up to the album. I've only just got it in the last week, and so I'll listen up to the album and select a few more tracks now and then to play for you on Back Porch Bluegrass. A big shout out to all the people that are listening all around the world. I know that people tune in on podcasts from Marin County to Dublin, Ireland, and to places in Canada and in the USA and in New Zealand and Australia. I'm delighted that you tune into Back Porch Bluegrass and find something to like somewhere in the program. The access radio stations throughout New Zealand, many of them have Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night. Comes from the free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, when the first airing of the show is 10 o'clock on Tuesday nights, and then another time later on during the week, as it is with many of the access radio stations. The access radio stations through Canada too, they take Back Porch Bluegrass and it's played at different times of the day and night. Thank you very much, Canadians. Hope you enjoy listening on the radio to a New Zealand voice playing some bluegrass music for you. And Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA, all sorts of places you can hear it on the radio or the podcast. Really appreciate you staying in with me. We're going to hear from Larry Sparks again. This is a Marty Robbins tune. Larry Sparks says he loves Marty Robbins songs, and here he is doing the Gunfighter's Revenge.
Great state of Texas, just north of old Mexico. I want to live the life of an outlaw, back in the days long ago. I courted Linda Maria, she was my wife to be. Her home was south of the border, though Linda loved only me. Our love was never to be. My gun had a fast reputation, faster than lightning, they said. If anyone questioned my courage, my answer was given in lead. Linda tried so hard to change me, and because I loved her, I tried. But then came the day of the message. Linda Maria had died, killed by the man I despise. With hate running clear through my body, I strapped on my old 44, saddled my trusty companion, and rode out to even the score. south of the border I found him, boasting that I soon would die. Our six guns blazed out in anger, there in the blink of an eye. He was the one that would die. Trail back to Texas, I thought of what I'd become. I thought of the times Linda pleaded and begged me to hang up my gun. I had my fast reputation, nothing in life to live for. So I rolled on straight out of Texas, and there in my sorrow I swore I'd hang up my guns evermore.
Gunfighter ballad from Marty Robbins, but that was sung by Larry Sparks. Did a great job of it, didn't he? Let's hear some New Zealand bluegrass now from the Pippi Pickers. This is from their album With a Spade, and the Pippi Pickers are Janine Nababinel on double bass and vocals, Gary Bigwood on mandolin and vocals, Barry Torkington on guitar, and Nathan Torkington on banjo. And they do a fine job of playing and supporting bluegrass music from up north around the Warkworth area, just north of Auckland there. But they... very much an international band. They play a lot in Australia and in the USA as well. If you get a chance, catch the Pippi Pickers, because they do a fine job. And here they are doing a tune called Come Sail Away.
See, and headed for the skies. They said, come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me. Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me, baby. Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me. They said, come sail away.
That's New Zealand's own Pippi Pickers doing a fine job of Come Sail Away. As I promised, let's hear from the Kruger Brothers again. This is a song called Wild Rose of the Mountain, and that was written by Cy Khan, and he is doing the lead vocal and guitar, and Uwe is playing guitar as well. Jen's on banjo and Joel on bass, from the album Carolina's Scrapbook, the Kruger Brothers and Cy Khan.
I'd surely live it over. Only walk in brand new shoes and just lay down in clover. Only work on Christmas Day, all the rest go sporting. Spend my days down at the creek and every night go courting. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and my wild rose of the mountain. Home sweet home, it makes my eyes grow misty. Papa singing gospel tunes and Mama sipping whiskey. Whiskey from a white oak barrel, sure to make good liquor. Makes the night seem twice as bright and days go by much quicker. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and my wild rose of the mountain. If I had a new made quilt, I'd fill it all with feathers. Take my Rosie by the hand and lay down there together. All the days that I was young, thoughts that keep returning. Drive the winter chill away just like a log fire burning. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and my wild rose of the mountain. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and the waters of the mountain.
Well, we're just about out of time. I've really enjoyed listening to the Kruger Brothers, hope you've enjoyed the whole show. Tune in again next week, same way, and we'll have some more music for you. Thanks very much. Bye.
From the sugar cane and the waters of the mountain, honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and the waters of the mountain.
This is Bird Note. These are the freakish snarls of the oil bird, which spends its whole life in the dark. These birds live in caves in Trinidad and South America and fly out at night to search for food. The oil bird is adapted to this lifestyle. It uses echolocation, like a bat, to find its way in the pitch black of its cave. And the birds have excellent night vision, rivaling that of an owl's, to help them forage after dark. Fossils suggest that the oil bird diverged from other bird families more than 50 million years ago. It has no close living relatives. The oil bird isn't black, as its name might suggest. It's actually a rich brown with large white spots. It has a hooked beak like a hawk, but it's not a meat eater. The oil bird lives on tree fruit, especially palm nuts and avocados, which it finds thanks to its keen sense of smell. This diet, rich in fat and oils, leads to plump chicks and the name oil bird. In fact, humans used to boil down the birds to make oil. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Trolling college music so you don't have to. No loyalties, no orthodoxy. Keeping it real, dumb, and organic since 2019. Tune into Home of Burnaby Rock with John on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.